We're talking of light. There's also an interesting paper out this week which uses a trick of the light to potentially give people who are trafficking illegal drugs a run for their money. It's by a researcher called Tasneem Munshi, who's a researcher at the University of Bradford. And she's got a paper. It's published in the journal Drug Testing and Analysis this week. And what they've done is to use the technique Raman spectroscopy in order to spot when someone has dissolved cocaine inside rum. Because what drug traffickers are now doing to avoid sending packages of things which are easy for customs officers to spot and easy for them to analyse, they've taken to dissolving things like cocaine at very high concentrations inside things like drinks. And this means that the customs officers would potentially have to open a suspect bottle, therefore destroying it in the course of opening it to test it if they were suspicious about it. And that could mean that a number of completely harmless cargoes could end up being compromised, which makes the customs person's job very difficult. What this group have discovered is that if you shine laser light, and they've actually taken two frequencies, they've used green light and also a longer wavelength of light, because people are often using green bottles to put their rum into, and one of the frequencies they chose was green. What they find is that if you've got very low levels, 6 to 8% of cocaine dissolved in the drink, they can see this blip coming up on the graph, because when any substance interacts with the light of a certain wavelength, the substance and the things dissolved in it and surfaces, bits of paper, everything does this, you get this unique scatter pattern of the light coming back, which is called the Raman spectrum, which is almost like a fingerprint specific to that particular substance, so you can tell what's there. And they've found that they can detect even very low concentrations of cocaine dissolved in rum, in glass bottles, coloured glass bottles, and even in plastic bottles. And they even went as far as to test, rather than just ethanol, they actually tested some brand names, Lamb's, Navy Run, Bacardi, and also Captain Morgan. They all worked. And the point is, they tested 6 to 8% solutions of cocaine. The people who are doing this illicitly are actually shipping bottles of rum containing 60% dissolved cocaine by weight. So there should be no problem with picking this up. And it means that you don't have to compromise the cargo if there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, which I think is a wonderful breakthrough.
Distilling the best science. The Naked Scientists.